History remembers many kings, but today we remember one who lost his throne because he would not deny his Catholic faith. And in losing it, he gained something greater. Stay tuned to hear the story.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. And before we dive into it, I want to let you know that we have a wonderful website full of spiritual resources, novenas, and articles to help you grow in faith. You can find a link in the description below. Now let's dive into today's story. Today is the feast of Saint Hermenegild Martyr. If you're not from Spain and you've never heard of this saint before, don't worry. Until recently, neither had I. But in light of Padre Pio's advice to read about the saints, I wanted to share the story of this martyr of the church who was killed by order of his own father. This reflection draws from the writings of Professor Plinio Cuera de Oliveira. Let's dive in. Around the year 500, the heresy of Arianism dominated Spain. Arianism teaches that the Son of God, Jesus Christ, is a created being and not co-eternal with the Father. Jesus is more like a demigod rather than equal to the Father, which of course brings about a problematic theology. King Leovigild, together with his two sons, Hermenegild and Recared, professed this heresy and were among its greatest defenders. When the two sons came of age, King Leovigild placed Hermenegild on the throne of Seville, one of the Spanish provinces, and his younger son, Recared, over Toledo. For a while, everything was stable within the royal family, but then things began to change. First, Hermenegild married Ingunda, princess of Austrasia, who was a fervent Catholic. Then, his mother died, and his father, King Leovigild, remarried, taking Gosvinta as his second wife. Now, Gosvinta made it her life's mission to convert her stepson's wife, Ingunda, to Arianism. But the Catholic princess not only remained faithful to her religion, she succeeded in converting her own husband. Imagine the tension within the family. A father who is the public defender of a heresy and a son who rejects it. With great solemnity, Hermenegild abjured his error and was received into the Catholic Church by Saint Leander, Bishop of Seville. When King Leovigild learned of his son's conversion, he was deeply displeased. He threatened to depose him unless he returned to Arianism. Hermenegild's response was respectful but unshakable. He would rather disobey his father than God. It's one thing to say that in theory, it's another to say it when your father is king and commands an army. King Leovigild immediately set out with a great army and laid siege to Seville. After a year of fighting, Hermenegild was forced to flee, but he soon understood that further resistance was futile. Instead of continuing to run, he withdrew into a church and calmly waited for his father. His younger brother, Recared, came first, throwing himself around Hermenegild's neck, begging him to make peace. Hermenegild agreed. When Leovigild arrived, Hermenegild prostrated himself at his father's feet and asked for pardon. For a moment, the old king seemed moved. He told his son to accompany him. But once they arrived at their destination, the king changed his attitude. He ordered that Hermenegild be stripped of his royal insignia and cast into a dungeon. Hermenegild accepted everything with trust in God. Each time he was given the opportunity to deny his faith, he answered that he preferred to lose everything rather than lose the Catholic faith. It does not cost me much to renounce a passing earthly crown when I hope for an eternal one. On Easter, an Arian bishop was sent to bring him communion. Hermenegild refused. When Leovigild heard this, he was seized with such fury that he resolved to have his own son executed. The king sent the executioners to deliver the sentence. Contrary to their expectations, Hermenegild knelt down and gave thanks to God. In that very posture, kneeling and praying, he was struck down. After committing the crime, the old king was tormented by terrible remorse and sincerely repented. During his final illness, he summoned the Catholic bishop Leander and asked him to instruct his remaining son, Ricared, in the Catholic faith. The professor concludes, "The martyrdom of Hermenegild became the first step toward the conversion of all Spain. Thus does Providence avenge itself on its persecutors. The Catholic faith may flicker and nearly be extinguished, but as soon as the blood of a martyr is shed, it regains its former splendor. How childish and how deeply ignorant are those persecutors who sing victory before they have won it. Saint Hermenegild, pray for us. Wishing you all a blessed feast day." Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for Today playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.